Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome, everyone, to a beautiful evening here in Toledo, Ohio. We are at the Glenn Howerton AP Bio Field to witness the first ever Penguin Baseball League game between the Toledo Snowhens and, well, the Golden Gate Gentoos. I am, of course, Squab Euchre, joined with two friends here. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Ramona Falcon.
That's it. That's all? That's all, Ramona?
Yeah, that's it.
Just your name.
I thought, let's not do this here.
Okay, no.
Let's leave home at home.
Now, Ramona, you are color commentary, is that right?
And that's right, Squab. I am color commentary, and I'm also a bird.
No, we're all birds. I'm, of course, Squab Euchre.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Ramona Falcon, an owl.
Of course. Huh. I didn't want to say.
And we're joined here by...
And I'm Chip Duth, and it is a beautiful afternoon here in sunny Malibu, California.
Nope, we are in Toledo, Ohio, too.
We're in Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah, I am calling in from Malibu, California. I missed my flight out to Toledo earlier today. Sorry if there's a little bit of a delay. It seems like maybe I don't exactly have... Hello? Can everyone hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you. So sorry, there is another bird here in the box.
Sorry, there is a bit of a delay here in sunny Malibu, California.
Must be nice. And I just want to take a moment to apologize to all the spectators here at the stadium and everyone listening in their nests at home. The three of us all went to the exact same announcer school.
That's right, we did.
That's right, we did.
And that's where...
That's right, we did. Sorry, there. Again,
there's a bit of a delay.
It could be part of the delay. That could be one of the issues.
Full disclosure: Chip is in sunny Malibu, California, because we're going through a trial separation.
It's a trial. We're doing our best. No one's mad. We're figuring it out. No. Dr. Slanders said no one was allowed to be mad during the trial.
Hey, Ramona.
Yes.
Since your color commentary, could you say something like a triowl separation? Like,
this is my marriage.
I know, but moving on, Ramona and Chip, I have to hear your thoughts. We have the Golden Gate Gentoos, San Francisco owner Janet Varney in the stands tonight versus the hometown favorites, the Toledo Snowhens, with owner Casey Tony nowhere to be seen.
I know everyone at home follows Penguin baseball every year, and so you know that both of these teams have a bit of a spicy rivalry that dates back at least 20 to 30 years ago.
That's right. And for those at home who are a little confused because I said this is the first ever Penguin Baseball League game, and there's also been reference to previous games. We need
That's
to make
right,
something
Squab.
Clear.
This is the first ever Penguin Baseball League game.
There's a bit of a delay. I think we need to make something clear. Penguins have been playing baseball in nature for quite some time, but it's not until this very year, this very month, and this exact day that we've organized them, put them in little uniforms, and made them play in front of other birds and people. Speaking of other birds and people.
And no one's making them play. All of these athletes are getting paid a hefty salary to play. As we all know, there is no salary cap in Penguin baseball.
Mm-hmm. There's only a celery cap.
Yeah, there is a certain amount of celery that... you were going to... You said celery cap.
There's a bit of a delay.
Yeah, a bit of a delay here on my end here in sunny Malibu, California. Sun setting, going down. I believe we're about 3 hours behind Toledo, and you said it's evening in Toledo, so not much sun left here in sunny Malibu, California.
Before the game begins, let's talk about each of these owners' strategies.
Staying with my dad for just a little while I go through a trial separation.
That's right. Chip, thank you. Let's talk about these owners' strategies and how they decided to stack their teams this year. Obviously, Casey Tony really values just like player skill. He likes the players that can slip, that can slide, that can hit the ball. He's not valuing cute penguins, personality penguins. These are utility penguins, Squab.
And Ramona, you're dead on. I also have to add, famously, in the first press conference, Casey Tony mentioned he's trying to build a team of sort of misfit losers who need to be rehabilitated. Such stars as Beak Rose, who is mired in controversy with scandal. Dennis Rockhopper, who was a draft pick added to Casey's roster because he took too long to draft other birds. Wildstyle, the horny penguin, who a lot of people, are saying used to be the face of the league, even though this is the first ever official game, but slipped a disc, tore an ACL, and is now just sort of a mascot for the league versus being actually effective in a game. Chip?
There's a delay. Also, such favorites such as Ed
Roof. That's right, and I went behind the scenes with Beak Rose for a little behind-the-scenes interview that we'll go to right now. What do you mean? We don't have it? Oh, because I missed my flight? So I didn't do the interview? So we don't have it? So we can't play it? So there's nothing.
I interviewed Beak Rose earlier today, and we're going to play a short clip from that interview. Beak, it is...
She did what?
Beak, obviously you know, I don't need to tell you this, that you have sort of been covered in controversy before the first game even started in this league. Can you speak on that a little bit and how you plan to sort of put that down and focus on the game?
Yes. Can I say a few things first that my lawyer recommended I say? Get out my cards here. I, Beak Rose, just wanted to apologize to anyone who's a fan of the game, anyone who plays the game. I want to apologize for my actions, for disappointing America.
Doing that weird jinx throat clear thing. What is he hiding?
Of course I did it. Killed them all. Killed them all. Of course I did. Of course I did it. Killed them all.
Thank you, Beak. We are not going to edit this interview. We're going to leave everything in, and we're going to play it later today. And that was my interview earlier today with the great Beak Rose.
Interesting. I also had an interview today with Beak Rose. Let's cut to that now. Now, Beak Rose, you've done a lot of interviews.
Him too? They both got... Come on. Gary, get me on a plane.
You've done a lot of interviews today, although I hate to take up some of your time, but I just wanted to see where you're at mentally in terms of trying to start this season on a good foot.
Why do they have these weird pauses in the interview? It's like they're leaving space for me, but really what everyone else is hearing is just seconds. Like right now, what's going on right now? It's like a huge pause in the interview before Beak Rose responds.
And of course, we're on a bit of a delay. Thank you, Beak Rose, for your time.
Enough about Casey Tony's Toledo Snowhens. Let's talk about the Golden Gate Gen 2s with owner Janet Varney and what she decided to prioritize at the top of the season and who she drafted.
Absolutely. And you cannot talk about the Golden Gate Gen 2s without talking about Newt Newt. Now, Newt Newt is a unique talent, never spoken or uttered a sound. Nobody knows why. This motherfucker is so fast, one of the fastest runners we have in the league. And everyone's looking forward to whenever Newt Newt is ready to speak, we're looking forward to his first words.
Couldn't agree more, Squab. And it feels like they may have fixed the delay on my end. I gotta say, the Gen 2s have their road cut out for them this season, to mix metaphors. They are definitely the under penguins in this fight. We've got Seal Patrick Harris. We've got Chilliam Williams. We've got Chick Dixie. All three of these players are untested, unblooded, and I am wondering, from my position out here in Malibu, will they be able to execute penguin baseball on the level that we've come to expect?
That is a great question, Chip. And, you know, I do think that we're a little distracted by some of the personalities on this team. I'm not sure they're going to be able to push back how many stars, quite frankly, are here. I mean, you mentioned earlier, Newt-Newt. I do think there'll be a riot in the city if Newt-Newt's first words are not Newt-Newt, like a Pokemon. We're kind of scared for the city of San Francisco. We think it'll burn to the ground if Newt-Newt says anything other than his own name.
Yes, the booking rooms across California are all 100% on Newt-Newt. If anything else is said, thousands of birds and humans will not be going to college. And it looks like, oh boy, folks, it looks like the Penguins are taking the ice. We do need to officially say, welcome everyone to Penguin Baseball. The ball is the egg, and of course, there's no flying in baseball. Oh, let's take a look here. It looks like the mascots are coming out. Here we have Sleepo the Snow Hen charging out onto the field, as well as a more timid mascot from the Gen 2's Gentle Jen, a penguin in a bear costume.
It is very clear to me that both of these mascots are hungover today, Squab. That is the immediate read I am getting on these mascots. I don't know if you can see over there in Malibu, Chip, how much hurt you caused in this marriage, and if these mascots are indeed hungover.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.